the Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Well, my brothers and my sisters, we're rolling through this season of Lent. We're heading into the second week of Lent. I hope your sacrifices and your additions are going well. I hope your prayer life is robust. And if it's not, time to get it into gear. My brothers and my sisters, let's get to it. Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, then verses 9, and then verses 10 through 13 and 15 through 18. 1 and 2, 9, 10 through 13, and 15 through 18. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 116, verses 10 and then 15 through 19. Our second reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 34. And our gospel from St. Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 10. I love etymology. I love where words come from. I love to find out the real root meaning of words, how words go together. I'm just kind of like a total geek in that way. I'm fascinated by the construction of words. And I remember a long time ago, I learned about the word perspective. And it blew my mind when I learned what perspective really means. Perspective comes from two words, and literally it means to look through. So it isn't just from having a point of view of one vantage point, but literally to be able to look through one thing to see something else, to be able to get a grander, a broader perspective. Oftentimes, I don't know about you, but for me, I get caught up in my day. I get caught up in my week. You know, I'm focused on the matters at hand, the things that are right in front of me. And sometimes I forget that this day or this week is just one smaller portion of a year or of my life, you know. And it's easy a lot of the times if you're going through a hard time, a stressful time, that you kind of lose track of time. You get so focused on what's going on, sometimes we lose our bigger perspective. And one of the things I love about Scripture, and especially about seasons like Lent, is they offer us a greater perspective. Now picture this. Picture you had a rope and it was, you know, a mile long. You know, and that rope signifies your life, the number of days and years you're going to have here on earth. Now, if you look at that entire rope, and that entire rope is your life, there's only one tiny little mark, one little section on that rope that represents today or this week or this month. It's so small, not insignificant. It's important. It ties everything else together, but it's so small in comparison to the breadth of your life. Now, it's easy sometimes to get so focused on that little area that we lose the bigger picture. And that's why not only Scripture is so important, because it gives us the big picture of salvation history. That's why Lent is important, because it helps us focus again on the big picture. My brothers and my sisters, this is why all the readings during the Liturgy of the Word can become so important, because they all go together. They're all tied together. They're all connected by the Holy Spirit. They're all connected by God. And a lot of times, if we understand the bigger perspective, these little stories make more sense. In this first reading, you've heard this story before. This is a story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham is called to sacrifice his only son. And when you read this story, when you hear it at Mass, all the main points are there. God calls Abraham. He says, take your son, Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, where you'll offer him up as a holocaust, as a sacrifice, on a height I'll point out to you. And before you know it, Abraham sets off with his son, and he builds an altar there. And his son is, it says in the actual reading, if you read all of Genesis 22, his son is actually going to be carrying the wood for the sacrifice. And he's going to tie his son up. And right before he goes to offer his son as a sacrifice, according to the Lord's commands, the angel stops him. And it ends up, they're going to take a ram that's caught in a bunch of in thicket, and he's going to put him on top of the altar. Now, right there, we know the story. And it's a story that we have a hard time with, many of us. We hear it. It's a story fit for a Hollywood movie. And some people can, you know, some atheists and agnostics out there have said, what a horrible father that he's going to sacrifice his kid. Other people say, as a parent, I can't even fathom what that would be like. But we understand that Abraham's love for his son is only outdone by his love for God. And that really is the way it's supposed to be. Anybody listening to this who's a parent understands, as much as you love your children, we're called to love God more. And any of you who don't have kids yet, if you're called to have them, as much as you love them someday, you always need to love God more. But we also understand with this great perspective, think of the long rope, how this story from 2,000 or from 4,000 years ago ties into the story from 2,000 years ago. Because there's going to be another father who's going to call his only son to carry wood up a mountain for a sacrifice. And we know that son to be Jesus. In fact, one of those really interesting biblical points is that the land of Moriah, which we hear about in the first reading, 2,000 years later, we call Calvary. That the hill where Christ himself is sacrificed is the exact same location where God pointed out to Abraham to sacrifice his only son. And we start to see how these go together. And the same way in the first story that a ram was caught in thicket and thorns, that the Lamb of God is going to be surrounded by thorns on the cross as he's sacrificed. But it's interesting that the church does not give us that story of the crucifixion yet for the gospel. Instead, the church gives us a story of the transfiguration. Instead of having Abraham, we have other great leaders in the faith. Elijah and Moses are on the scene. And where does this take place? Atop a mountain. And as this takes place atop a mountain, Christ is showing them what is to come. Now, in the Old Testament story with Genesis, we saw what was going to be coming with Abraham. And now in the gospel, we're told, we're seeing through seeing the glory of God, the transfiguration of God, what is to come. And we see again the way that past and present and future are all interconnected in perspective, not only in divine perspective, but in divine truth. They all go together. And that's what we have to remember, as St. Paul's telling the Romans in the second reading. If God's with us, who can be against us? He didn't even spare his own son. So if we could trust him then, we can trust him now, and we can trust him in the days to come. My brothers and my sisters, it's all connected. The life you've led prior to now is connected to the life now and the life that is to come. Whether you learn from it and make changes like we do during the season of Lent, or whether you keep going down the same path that you're on, it's all connected. And in God's divine plan, his desire for us is to be with him again, is to save us. That's why salvation history is so connected with all these stories. My brothers and my sisters, I pray that whatever's going on in your world this week, that you might enter into this journey. Go up the side of the mountain with the Lord. The same way that Isaac went with Abraham, the same way that Christ went with the Father. Go up the mountain, because when you scale a mountain, my brothers and my sisters, and you look around, you know what changes? Your perspective. Nothing looks the same from that high as it does from ground level. And that's why we have to trust that that God the Father is always watching over us from heaven, realizing that while we might be concerned only with what's going on at ground level, that he has our best interests in mind. He wants to save us, and that's why he calls us up the mountain during this season of Lent. May God bless you this week.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.